bad days, the rough days, and they've seen the glory that goes along with hard work and the pitfalls that come with it. So I'm pleased with how we handle and attack our daily efforts with our maturity and having an offensive line that has so many reps together, that have played so many games together, so strong, communicate so well, guys that finish each other's sentences before they even start. It's just an amazing thing to see those guys grow from, I think I even called them one time Tiger Cubs, that they were just a bunch of Cubs. Yeah, they're not Cubs anymore. So you got two tackles that are highly regarded nationally, and Eric Pike on the left and Randall Harris on the right. And you got Doug Shaw, a local product from Loyola right down the street, who is, you know, vying to be an All-American center, but he's definitely All-League. That's not even a question. And I think if you've done any research at all, you might have heard about this guy called Terrence West.
He's pretty good.
He's a local Baltimore guy. Yeah, he's pretty good. Let's set that one up. You want a trophy for the understatement of the week right there. Yeah, he's pretty good. So offensively, we got a lot of weapons with a lot of maturity, and we're filling in those spots with whoever steps up, which is a mentality that we have around here, the next man up. You know, if somebody goes out or goes down, you're responsible. And when you graduate a great player, we expect a younger player to walk right into his role and do as good if not a better job. Defensively, we're extremely large in the interior defensive line. It makes our offensive line better. We have about 700 pounds in the A and B gaps. And for our conference and our league in this level, that's a pretty impressive number. I got a defensive end who transferred from University of Massachusetts, who has earned the starting role at one end, and the hole at the other end is still open. And the competition for that spot is great. We have a very experienced linebacking core with Monte Gaddis, Telvian Clark, and Brighton Barr, guys that have seen a ton of action together as a group. And I got two really good corners in Jordan Love and Ty Smith, both of which have garnered national attention for the effort that they put on the field. So, you know, there's some holes on each side of the ball, but there's a whole lot of maturity and experience where there aren't holes.
Coach Rob Ambrose, head football coach at Towson, with us for another minute here on BAL. You mentioned Terrence West. Obviously, he's someone who might play on Sundays at some point, and that's something different. At least the amount of players that are getting looks in the NFL from Towson University, that's on the uptick. And even in Ravens camp right now, Gerard Shepard, who played for you last year, are you hearing from him at all? Have you talked to him? What's that been like?
Well, all the guys that have, you know, moved on, you know, we have right now, I believe we have three that are still in camps. Frank Beltre's with the San Diego Chargers. He's a defense end for us. Jordan Dangerfield is with the Buffalo Bills. And then Gerard is right in his own backyard.
That's
with
amazing
the Ravens.
Story.
And I keep in touch with all these guys a little bit. Their schedules are just as bad as mine. You know, they're stuck in their own little personal Groundhog Day. But truth be told, the Ravens had a day off last week, I want to say. And I turned around without knowing any better, and there was Gerard standing right behind me. So that just shows you what being at Towson has meant to him, in that in his few minutes of being off from his NFL career and dream, that he wants to go spend it here with his friends, with his teammates, with the guys that he bled with to make this place such a great place. And it speaks well of what we're doing. It speaks really well of these kids and how hard they've worked to garner that respect.
And for Gerard, again, as you mentioned, not only did he go to Towson, but he's also from Baltimore and went to McDonough. So a great story there. And again, a lot of players right now, as you mentioned, Pike and Shaw, these are guys who have been already recognized as the top players in their conference, and West as well. So those guys are certainly going to get pro looks. But more importantly than that, a football season in front of us. First game again, August 29th, that's a Thursday, against UConn. That's on ESPN3. And then the first home game, Delaware State at Johnny Unitas Stadium on September the 14th. A great schedule, by the way, all year long at Towson. Rob Ambrose, head football coach. You're number five. Can you believe that, Coach?
I really can. It really feels like I've been here for about 15 minutes. Time flies when you're having fun, but it's great to be home. It's great to represent your alma mater. You know, this place is really not the same Towson that it was 10 years ago. Not that wasn't a great place then, but it's just grown in so many different facets. And we've really kind of melded the athletic department, the university, and the entire Towson community together. You know, winning does great things, and does great things for everybody. And really lucky, proud, and humbled to be a part of it.
Coach Rob Ambrose, thank you so much. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to it.
That's Rob Ambrose. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.